A Foreign Country by Charles Cumming. Read by Jot Davis. There's just one thing I think you ought to know before you take on this job. If you do well, you'll get no thanks, and if you get into trouble, you'll get no help. Does that suit you?
Perfectly.
Then I'll wish you good afternoon. W. Somerset Maugham, Ashendon. The past is a foreign country. They do things differently there. L.P. Hartley, The Go-Between. Tunisia, 1978. Chapter 1. Jean-Marc Domal awoke to the din of the call to prayer and to the sound of his children weeping. It was just after 7 o'clock on an airless Tunisian morning. For an instant, as he adjusted his eyes to the sunlight, Domal was oblivious to the wretchedness of his situation. Then the memory of it took him like a shortness of breath. He almost cried out in despair, staring up at the cracked, whitewashed ceiling, a married man of 41 at the mercy of a broken heart. Amelia Weldon had been gone for 6 days. Gone without warning, gone without reason, gone without leaving a note. One moment she had been caring for his children at the villa, preparing their supper, reading them a bedtime story. The next, she had disappeared. At dawn on Saturday, Jean-Marc's wife, Céline, had found the au pair's bedroom stripped of its belongings. Amelia's suitcases taken from the cupboard, her photographs and posters removed from the walls. The family safe in the utility room was locked, but Amelia's passport and a necklace that she had placed there for safekeeping were both missing. There was no record at Port de la Goulette of a 20-year-old British woman matching Amelia's description.